And it's time now on Southside Broadcasting, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, and other assorted stations, of course, to welcome that guru of delightful nutritional advice, obviously in association with multivits.co.uk. That would be Pharma Nord's very own finest, Dennis the Chemist. It's Dennis the Gore. How are you, Dennis? How...
Mighty fine, sir. Exactly. Mighty fine.
Had one or two domestic challenges. And talking about D, it's dementia and vitamin D, I think, the themes of today's mini lecture.
And yes, and diabetes, and dementia, and vitamin D. Everything seems to be D today. In the Express, the Daily Express, the headlines: sunshine vitamin can stop diabetes. Boost your health just by going outside. Sunshine could be the key to cutting the risk of diabetes. A lack of vitamin D, rather than obesity, makes people more likely to develop the condition, a new study has just found. Experts said a healthy diet, that's the Mediterranean diet they're talking about, lean meat, chicken without the skin, plenty of oily fish, vegetables, fruit, and olive oil. If we stuck to that, instead of the lot of things that we eat, we would be healthy anyway. But amongst all those things, the Mediterranean diet is the sunshine of the Mediterranean. And there are, I have a book in the shop, 300 pages in my pharmacy talking about all the benefits of getting vitamin D. So in England, where there's no sunshine from about October to April, 7 months, we on the whole, we're all low in vitamin D. And especially if you have darker skin, if you're from Asia, Jamaica, West Africa, Pakistan, India, wherever you have, or maybe originally your parents, your grandparents, or yourself came from a hot country where you got your sunshine, and now in England with lack of sunshine for 7 months, it's so important, vitamin D. It is made in your skin. There is some in fish, and there is some in eggs. But the main source is sunlight, sunshine. It triggers off a chemical reaction in our skin that makes this substance vitamin D. Now, we're talking this morning, as we do on my slot, about this wonderful company from Denmark called Pharma Nord. Pharma Nord is a health food company who, because of Danish laws, they have to make, like all health food companies in Denmark, they have to make health food products in that country by law to pharmaceutical standards. And so when you buy products from Pharma Nord, you know that it's made as good as a medicine that you get on your prescription, which is made to pharmaceutical standards. So the flagship of their products have names like Biomagnesium, Bioselenium, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, MSM with silica, Vitamin D, Biovitamin D, and I mentioned another one, Biopycnogenol. So I've mentioned half a dozen of their 49 products that are sold all over Europe. Pharma Nord are the largest producers of these sorts of health food products in Europe. And as I've just said, they are made to pharmaceutical standards. I've mentioned this story about boost your vitamin D to cut the risk of getting diabetes. Vitamin D also helps in other spheres. It helps the brain to stay younger. So we're talking now about dementia and Alzheimer's. Was talking about autoimmune diseases, Crohn's, colitis, lupus, ankylosing spondylitis, rheumatoid arthritis, pernicious anemia. All these diseases I've just mentioned, amongst the many factors involved, can be genetic, other environmental substances, but are cropping up amongst all of them when you read the textbooks can be this hint that lack of vitamin D is involved. And when I mentioned magnesium and Q10 and selenium. Another headline in the Daily Express, this is reading the Tuesday edition, like the sunshine vitamin can stop diabetes story. It's in Tuesday, February the 24th, 2015. And on page 10, another amazing bout of information. This headline, how anger raises heart attack risks. Now, this is a very interesting one because we know that heart attacks is the cause of death in one person in three. And when I was in Sweden, sent by Pharma Nord 3 years ago, it was to the Karolinska Hospital, the famous Swedish hospital, where a tremendous amount of research is done in all aspects of maintaining good health. And there, five cardiologists, five heart specialists, had been to this village, a small village with 9,000 people, and they asked for volunteers over the age of 70. And they got 440 elderly people. Everybody was over 70. The eldest were 88. They gave half of them two products from the Pharma Nord range. Bioselenium, which is the Seleno Precise. This is a precise amount of selenium in a tablet. 100 millionths of selenium, and this substance, selenium, in Europe is very low. The levels are very low in the soil. And the trial took place in Sweden, but I can tell you, listeners, that Great Britain has the lowest levels of selenium in the world. When the planet was formed 4 billion years ago and it cooled down and became planet Earth, it just so happened that the whole of Europe, but especially the United Kingdom, were unblessed by having the lowest levels of the mineral selenium. And selenium is so important. It's needed to make different pathways to help fertility, to help stopping getting arthritis, to help making your thyroid gland function work properly, the thyroxine hormone. And it helps the heart, because in this trial in Sweden, they gave the tablet Seleno Precise and they gave two capsules of bioquinone Q10 Gold. This is a capsule containing a vegetable oil. Dissolved in it is Q10. Q10 is like the elixir of life. We make it in our liver. We have low levels when we're 2 years old, but we're very small when we're two. Our biggest production is when we're 21. By the time we're 39 to 43, our production of Q10 in the liver has gone back to the levels of a two-year-old. And then you're 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 and 90 and 100. And your levels of Q10 that give you energy, because it's the Q10 substance that joins the food that you eat with the oxygen that you breathe into energy. Energy, actually, is a molecule called ATP. And you can't make ATP unless you join your food with your oxygen into this molecule. That's what gives you your energy. And it's the Q10 which is involved in joining your food and your energy together. So, listeners, if you take bioquinone Q10, Gold 100 milligram, it will put back to the levels of a 21-year-old, even if you're 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or beyond. My own mum, who did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester, she did all the bookwork, the VAT, the deduction cards, tax code A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants, and holiday entitlement. She did all that up to her death at 92. It's, in my opinion, it's part of the prevention of dementia, the D word, and Alzheimer, because it's giving every cell in your body the energy to do the job. Winston Churchill said, "Give us the tools and we can do the job." And that's what Q10 gives you. and the whole range of PharmaNord products, the selenium, the Q10, the bio vitamin D. They're called bio, bioselenium, Seleno Precise, bioquinone Q10, gold, 100 milligram, bio vitamin D, because they're made under Danish law, as I said, to pharmaceutical standards. They're biologically active, so they call their products bio. So coming back to the story on page 10 in the Express, Tuesday, February the 24th, how anger raises heart attack risk. So if you're prone to anger, if your nature is to blow your top, maybe at the slightest thing, all right, you can blow your top when it's very important. Life-saving situations where you have to blow your top, exasperated because people did something so stupid. But in all overall, it's still best to act the part of blowing your top rather than blow your top. Because it says here by Giles Sheedrick, blowing your top can dramatically increase the risk of a heart attack. An episode of intense anger was found to raise the chance of an attack by more than eightfold in the 2 hours afterwards. The research adds to previous evidence that anger can act as a heart attack trigger. Study leader Dr. Thomas Buckley of the University of Sydney in Australia said, while the absolute risk of any one anger episode triggering a heart attack is low, our data demonstrates the danger is real. The research focused on 313 heart attack patients admitted to the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney between 2006 and 2012, who were questioned about their emotional state in the 48 hours before they fell ill. A 7-point scale was used to assess anger levels, ranging from calm to enraged, out of control, throwing objects, hurting yourself or others. Writing in the European Heart Journal called Acute Cardiovascular Care, the authors said, the association shown in the study adds to the small but growing body of evidence linking acute emotional triggers with the start of a heart attack, known to doctors as myocardial infarction. Dr. Buckley said, listen to this, listeners, the effect was most likely due to increased heart rate and increased blood pressure, tightening of your blood vessels. Remember, smokers, nicotine causes tightening of your blood vessels. That's why there's more heart attacks in smokers. So it's tightening of your blood vessels, increase in the heart rate, increase in the blood pressure, and the actual cause of the heart attack, increased clotting. See, when you're worked up, you get increased clotting for a purpose. Because millions of years ago, when the dinosaur came towards our cave, or the saber-toothed tiger came towards our cave, and we were in our loincloths with our spear, and as these creatures came towards us, we had an idea that if they bit us in their jaw, if we could stab them while they were biting us, and when we killed them and let go of them, and we've got a wound now in our shoulder where the tiger had bitten us, the emotional stress in that moment to save our lives had caused our blood vessels to close to stop blood loss so we don't bleed to death. That's why the blood supply shuts off to the surface of the skin when you're worked up as the saber-toothed tiger bites you, because you've stabbed it, you've killed it to save your own life, but you don't want to bleed to death. So the emotion, the shock of being bitten, closes the blood supply. And therefore, it also sent the blood pressure up, enabling you, if you had the chance, to run away and climb up a tree. So all these things that were designed to save us from a saber-toothed tiger, they all kick in when we get worked up unnecessarily, when we rant and rave and scream and throw objects at people. We're out of control in those people who, I think the phrase, they need anger management. You can see how anger raises heart attack risk. But if you take the Q10, the bioquinone Q10, you've got the energy to help your aging blood vessels to relax. If you take a biomagnesium tablet, magnesium is used in 325 different pathways in the human body, and it helps blood vessels to relax. It's very important to take a magnesium tablet because it helps the entire circulation of your body. It helps the nervous system. It helps to prevent migraine. When people take biomagnesium, I've seen it in my pharmacy, people come back within a month and say, I've had less migraine attacks. I've had less need for tablets or even injections to abort a migraine when you sell them biomagnesium. And the vitamin D we've mentioned already helps the entire body. And finally, I'll mention another product called Biopycnogenol, a bark of a tree. Three men got the Nobel Prize in 1997 for discovering the substance that this bark of a tree tablet Biopycnogenol releases called nitric oxide, the production of nitric oxide. We thought of it, scientists, that nitric oxide that we make was a rubbish waste product. It's actually the substance that tells our arteries, don't close up, stay wide, keep our blood pressure low, a good low blood pressure, not a raging high blood pressure like when you get very worked up. And you can't, if you're worked up and angry and you can't hit the person because it's your boss or your wife or your mother-in-law or your partner, then because you're not releasing the energy, when the saber-toothed tiger is attacking you, you can run, you can throw a spear, you can climb a tree. So you're using the equivalent of the anger. But in the modern parlance of 2015, you have to stand and take the stress, but it does you no good. And when you rant and rave and get anger, if you haven't got these natural substances to help your blood supply stay wide so that you don't have the heart attack or the stroke in the brain. So to recap, biomagnesium is involved in 325 pathways, and it helps the nervous system, it helps bone maintain healthy calcium, and it helps the entire body in 325 pathways. Selenium, Seleno Precise, a tablet made by PharmaNord, that's involved in 25 pathways. Selenium N substance protects your nerves. Selenium M protects your muscles. Selenium K protects your kidney. Selenium P protects your liver. Thioredoxin reductase selenium protects your heart. And in Sweden, when they gave them bioquinone Q10 Gold and selenium precise to the people aged 70 to 88, the 200 on the real ones, their heart attack death rate dropped 54% compared to the ones who were on the placebo, the dummy Q10 and selenium, the other 200 people who were 70 to 88. That is mind-blowing. If everybody listening who's in that age group, or you can start younger, took the Seleno Precise tablet that cost about 10 pence, and if you took two bioquinone Q10 Gold capsules, 100 milligram, you can reduce your chance of dying from a heart attack by 54%. And there's a marker found in the blood now by heart specialists that can decide whether maybe you have had, you've got an aging heart problem. As we get older, even the heart starts to get weaker. And this marker is called NT-proBNP. What a mouthful. NT-proBNP. And normally in the age group 70 to 90, it rockets as your heart becomes old. in these people who were on bioquinone Q10 gold and this tablet of selenium, Seleno Precise, the marker in 4 years taking these two substances never went up at all. That's an unbelievable sentence, that people aged 70 to 88 taking a tablet of bioseleno precise and bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram, two capsules a day, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, it dropped the death rate of dying of a heart attack, which normally kills one person in three in the world. When people die, one in three is from a heart attack. And those two substances from Pharma North, in this amazing trial that went on for 5 years at the world-famous Karolinska Hospital, the death rate from heart attacks dropped an unbelievable 54%. And the marker for an aging heart, and everybody's heart ages as you get to 70, 80, 90 and beyond, the marker never went up at all. When I say it aloud to all you good listeners, I believe there's about possibly 10,000 people listening, and there'll be many more listen when later they listen to the podcast, when Alex puts it on the system, and I think it's in a day or two. Is it an hour or two or a day or two? He downloads the podcast, like all the programs that we do, so people who missed it for whatever reason, they can go back and listen to all the different programs that the wonderful Alex is giving us for the benefit of so many avenues of interest that he does with his wonderful programs. This Pharma North company that I've been dealing with for 22 years, they've sent me all over the world to the Q10 meetings, Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, and this year I go to Italy. I've already heard 900 lectures on bioquinone Q10 gold, 100 milligram. An unbelievable capsule, along with its partner, Seleno Precise, from this Pharma North company, do wonderful things for our body. There's no doubt about it. If you look after your body, what's that phrase? Treat your body as a temple. You wouldn't allow the temple of whatever religion to be damaged. You would look after it. You would paint it. You would polish the metal. You would shine the glass. You would sweep it out from dust. And this is what we must do with our bodies. We eat too much fatty food, far too much sugar. In 1750, we used to get about 12 pounds a year of sugar. By 1990 in America, it had gone to 47 pounds a year of sugar. That was 1920. By 1990 in America, it'd gone to over 100 pounds of sugar a year. And now in Great Britain, we are the second highest for the number of people who are obese. One in five children, I think the number is, over five, is now clinically obese. We cannot keep giving sugary and sugary and sugary things to our children. It's the Mediterranean diet. I will sign off with another wonder product. It's called Biochromium. It's made by Pharma North, and it's the only one in Europe passed by the Food Safety Authority. They have said that only Pharma North Biochromium gives you, compared to the other brands on the market, which are only 10 and 12% absorbed, the equivalent Biochromium. Chromium is a mineral. They used to make car bumpers of it. They used to make candlesticks of it. But you need 100 millionths of a gram a day. And it allows the sugar to enter the cells to be used as energy instead of staying on the outside of your cells, damaging your cells. That's why, unfortunately, diabetes involvement with too much sugar leads to more blindness than any other illness. One in four have heart disease amongst diabetics if they don't help to control their sugar levels. There's more kidney problems in diabetics. 20% have kidney damage. And there's more amputations in diabetics, toes, feet and legs, if they don't stick to the rules of taking their tablets, injecting their insulin, or everybody to avoid diabetes, greatly reduce the amount of sugar. There are 130 people a week in the UK alone who have some sort of amputation through the sugar damage. That's 6,500 people a year. That's just in the UK. What about all the other European countries, Spain, Italy, France, Germany, Sweden, all these other countries, if they're eating the wrong food, too much sugar, cakes, chocolate, sweet, sugar, biscuits, jam, marmalade, it's all sugar. We do not need all this sugar.
Dennis, what a wonderful point to actually just hold up. I was blushing halfway through that particular piece, really, in terms of things we put up. As you rightly say, of course, you can access the vast majority of classic mini lectures from your good self via southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, as lots of people are doing, and excellent stuff as ever, obviously associated with Farm and Ord. And of course, you can go to their website, which is multivits.co.uk. Dennis, it's been fabulous as ever. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture today.
Well, I think our modern newspapers, I always take the Express and the Daily Mail.
Yes, and other newspapers are available, obviously, but we can go with that, yes.
Yeah, they have plenty of healthy information. The thing is, most people don't follow it. That's the problem.
There's the challenge, anyway.
And it gives me this job of, I've got 11,000 cuttings now from all newspapers over the years. 11,000. And when you think the amount of information that people all over the world are doing, but nobody takes any notice, but you giving people like me the opportunity to spread the word, we must save a lot of lives and a lot of illness. I hope if only 10% take on board what we're saying, that will be good.
Dennis, it's been fantastic. We'll speak again very soon.
Okay, over and out.